Gutavok. We're up to Sif Yates. Tonight's a very easy sheer, light. Easy machaber. I'm Yitzchak. Hopefully, we'll cover two sifim tonight. Should go very light. A break of the action a little bit. Okay. Zakta machaber Sif Yates. Also, la adam la hachbid uloy abonov uladaktik bechvoy de imahim. A person is now to be machbid his oil. Make it heavy on his kids, and to be very medactic on his cover, that his kids have to do this for him and that for him and do all the zachim for him. Why? Because by doing so, you could cause the kids to come into a mikshol. Rather, you should be meichel them, and you should just. It's the English word, I know, you just ignore, pretend you didn't see. Sha'av shemokhla akvoida akvoida mokhla. Because this is a klal gadol, that an av has the ability to be meichel on his covet. Ha'av shemokhla akvoida akvoida mokhla. Gvaldika din here. Alright, but state in Mechaba that a person should go easy on his kids and not. Now, where is this coming from? Obviously, it's coming from Menaseichel, right? The Sefer Chasidim in Tavkuf Samachay brings a ray from a pasuk to this halacha. It says, Ish ima iva aviv ti ra'u, lashon rabim. And it says, ti ra'u, right after Ish ima iva aviv. And really, Lechayi should have said, Ish tira ima iva aviv. It says, Ish ima iva aviv ti ra'u, is to teach you that the mother and father also have to be scared. Ima iva aviv is also should be ti ra'u, how they discipline their children. Shela yachisu es ben kokach, shela yuchel les apeik ad shimer bem. He shouldn't be so overbearing on his children that it will cause the child to get upset. Shela yuchel les apeik, he can't hold himself back ad shimer bem until he's married in their malchus and married in their covet. So therefore, a father should be, so this is really now a drash, an asmachta from a pasuk. And then over there, in the next, in Tavkuf Samech Zayin, the next simin, he's Moisiv Nachatam, said, by the Rebbeinu Shalom in the pasuk Kaniv, Shagi Koyach Limut Tanua, because Roku doesn't come hard on the Briyas, on Klal Yisrael, Lo Hichbid Mitzvah Sal Yisrael. So too, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't go hard on Klal Yisrael to make difficult mitzvahs, so too, lo yitzave ha'av lebnei dvar makosh mekvedim olav lasais, why not? Pen yimna milasais benim tzemachtir, because maybe he won't be able to fulfill the tzivuyim of the father. The father's going to go hard and ask and demand a lot from his kids. Maybe the kids won't be able to fulfill all those demands, and maybe he'll be over a chet of kibir aveim by not fulfilling those demands. Yeah, vada. I understand. We're going to get to the next step as well. But in the Sefer Chasidim, you see two different timeim. L'chayit is a nafkamina. Means according to the second shot of Shagi Koyek L'Matzenu, it's pasha to cheshbin that you're going to be too demanding. You won't be able to fulfill your demands, and you're going to cause him to be oivin is of kibud aveim. So specifically, a problem of kibud aveim. Like the first pshat, it's more. The first pshat is ishi meivav v'tirah. The parents have to be careful that they're going to cause the son to be kais and lo yuchel esabek achim, and he's going to rebel. So now he's rebelling not just on this tzivah of kibud aveim, he's going to rebel on all kibud aveim. He's going to rebel on having shaychus with the parents. He's not going to want to be with them because it's going to be too much for the kids. It's a whole different, it's not on this kibud aveim, it's klali's kibud aveim.
I would make a comment, not forget about the fact that sex next to it. Their goal is learning that it's because of lifnei
iver. Yeah, but what's the lifnei iver?
Because since if you lock it on your kids, you make them not
do what? Not to keep it aveim. Right, good.
So it's not, you're skipping two reasons. He's giving a third reason because you're marshaled them a little
No, that's the same reason. Very good. What's the lifnei iver? On that the kid will not do kibud aveim. So which kibud aveim are we talking about? Either the kibud aveim that you're specifically asking now, because you're too demanding now, or generally, he'll be married, he'll say, enough is enough, I can't deal with these parents anymore, and he'll just move out, and that's it, he can't take it, he'll just ignore he'll be married and his parents, because he can't deal with his parents, it's too hard. Those are the two straws. Now, Lamaisa, on the practical level, unfortunately, the nisayin is made that a child who rebels from a parent and has to fend for himself and be his own guide, Nebuch falls into many puddles, and Nebuch, Rachmanel's son, very often he just falls right off the cliff of Yiddishkeit. So it's even though we're talking about specifically being married and kibbutz aveim, but it's even l'chayr worse. It brings to a general yirida in the ruchnius of the child. It means a child needs to be anchored by his parents. He needs to be able to have that emunah and rely on his parents and have the trust of his parents and have that shaykhus with the parents. The place can go on and on and on. How it's so necessary for the kids to have that connection and the kesher with his parents. So all that goes to achnis that you're bringing into chulila, a person could be bringing into a mikshon. All right, now the mice is, they say over the Chofetz Chaim that the Chofetz Chaim was b'chlal mafkir himself to his kids. Like ke'ila, nothing. Like he didn't ask anything, didn't demand anything, didn't let his kids do whatever they want. He was one big, fat, broad mechila on his kids. So you have to know, I saw one sefer brought it down and said that he was afraid that there was a nesayin at that times with the communism, whatever, all the things that they were schlepping kids up, the reform or whatever, they're schlepping kids away. So he went to the other extreme to make sure his kids are good with him or whatever. You have to know, you need Adam Gadol to desire. The Chazon Ish, when he says such a thing, he says it's bad for the kids to be totally mafki yourself. The kids have to know that there's such a thing called discipline. The whole kibbutz aveim and mor aveim is geboy that should lead to kveit shemayim and mor shemayim. So the kids have to know that there's a din v'einish, and he has to know that there's a harach of kavod. Tones greater than him, and he has to have a degree of respect to someone who's above him. He has to know that. Okay, you have to. I said over at the beginning of the sermon from the Briska Rav that when Lifshitz used to come into the room, he used to keep on asking her just to stir his tea. Okay, that's not overbearing. She was trying to be mamzi, another mitzvah, another mitzvah, another mitzvah, keep it aveim. So, okay, stir my teas, whatever, bring sugar, do this, do that. Just clean a kaitin. He was doing it partial to her to Ellis, not to be overbearing on the child. All right. Fine. Now, here's a klal. The klal is ha'av shemokal ha'kvoide kvoide mokal. It works. How vite does it work? It works. It's a kvoide mokal. It's hefka. It's gone. It's a nimchal. However, the taste is a Russian baba metzin la mebeza mer aleph. Brings down from Rabbeinu Meir. Here's a kash in the Gemara, and he has two teruths. His second teruth is, he's machadish, that if the father says, I don't want this covered. He's meichel on his covered. Still, there's a mitzvah for the child to be mechabed his parent. It doesn't take away from the asay. The kid still has a mitzvah asay. Maybe only mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chivis. But he still has a mitzvah asay to be mechabed his parent. Even if the parent says loy beina. It's not going to part him from that, or part him maybe from an einish, or what? It's not going to part him from his mitzvah. And the Radvaz, the Chuvah's Radvaz, and Chelek Aleph Tavkuf Chavdal, the Rikveg and Piskei Chuvah bring it down over here, goes with this teretz, the second teretz, and says, Kum Tais, that the whole mechila is only going to part him from an einish, not from the mitzvah. He still has a mitzvah. Means that the kid's not going to have any einish, but he still has a mitzvah. Okay, you have to understand how that works. Okay, to the extent that there's a mechila and there's no einish, so then the chayyid, there's no chiv either. So then why is there a kiyim? We're talking about chayyid. We have to be talking about some things that etzim intrinsically the father does benefit from. Let's say the father's hungry and he wants food, just doesn't want to machiach his son, so he's getting it himself. He says, no, don't get it. And his son insists and he gets the food. The maisa is, he helped his father eat. He got his father the food. The father benefited from that food. The father enjoyed that food. So Lamaisi, he serviced his father. So in that B'chai Gavno, so even though the father told him he doesn't have to, Lamaisi, he was Mechabit his father. If the father would say, Lamashal, I'm not hungry now. And the kid said, no, Tai, I want to bring you food. L'chayr, there's no kibbutz. The father's not hungry. He doesn't want the food. So anyway, the father bet him wants. He just doesn't want to bother his son. So he tells the son, don't get me. There's no kibbutz. There's not kibbutz. It's right. There's not a maisa kibbutz. B'chal, not that. So it tells us that really the father wants whatever it is. He just doesn't want to bother his son. B'chai gamna. There's no einish, but there's still a mitzvah. You have to know how this works. So now, why do you do the month? For sure, 100%. Yeah. Now, there's a tshuva that.
What's that? You give us. It's a simple answer. If the word of covenant means my obligation is to supply your covenant to you, so if I say mochel, And I supply the
cup,
I still supply the
cup. Yes, so how does that, that's what I'm saying. We have to understand better how this mechila works to know how you can get. It works in mechila, you're not mechuyev, but you still have the mitzvah. I mean, if the chayev the mechila, you took away the mitzvah. Let's say you owe me money, priest b'chayev mitzvah, and I say, I'm oichu you. So now you don't owe me money, and now you pay me anyway. You mechayev a mitzvah?
No.
No, rather not. It's not mechayev. So if the father says, I'm moichu, you don't have to do it. So how does it work?
That's what I'm saying. But by the money, I'm moichu, right? So there's no loan.
There's no chayv.
So 1 minute. But if the idea of covered means that you're feeding me, right?
Right.
You feed me? Yeah. So I was moichu.
So then after you say, so then the kasha works the other way. So how does the mechila work? So maybe you moichu to do it anyway. The mechila won't work because I still need food. So you still have to prove me.
I could demand that from you.
If I say, even if I don't demand it, keep it aim, is even if the father never asks for it. Yes, we have a child if that's even moist or anything.
Definitely cupid means, let's just that feed him. Okay, so I can demand you to feed me.
Good.
But if I don't demand you, I can move on that demand.
But if, let's say the father wants food and he doesn't ask his kid, but the kid knows the father wants food, he still has a mitzvah to be mechaber his father and give him food. And he has a chiv to do that. So if the father is Michael, yes, a chiv kibbut avim, even the father doesn't ask, you have a chiv to feed your father. And the chiv, whatever the father needs, you have a chiv even the parent doesn't ask. So then what, how does this mechil? It works on the only issue, not on the mitzvah. All right, you have to. It needs to be. Maybe we'll get it a little better tonight. Not sure. There's a tshuva zerashin chelak alaf yudches. That's mavu l'chay. Not like that, because the famous kash we mentioned at the beginning is him. Why don't we have a mitzvah of? Why don't we make a brach on the mitzvah kibud aveim? As long as there's a lot of other mitzvahs in the Torah, tzedak and avot. There's like a whole slew of mitzvahs that we don't make brachas on. And he brings down to Rabbi Yosef ben Pelet, who was there to shail, and he gives the kol gadol that any mitzvah that involves another party, and that other party could be meichel the mitzvah, so kigili could undo that mitzvah. So memela, you don't make a bracha. And b'teich darbi says v'gamri minei le'moyre v'kibud av hov efshel le'meika sha'av shemokal kvoidet kvoidem mokal. So you see from the Rashba, this Reb Ben Pellet, you see that he holds that once the father is Michael, there is no mitzvah, because if there still be a mitzvah, then I can still make a bracha. Because if the mitzvah cannot be removed, if mechila doesn't help to the extent to remove the mitzvah, there's still some mitzvah, even a mitzvah kiyumis, so make a bracha on that mitzvah kiyumis. By studies, the mitzvah is gone. Mechila works to take away the mitzvah entirely.
So you see that matzah, but the first night you have a mitzvah, you should make alchilus matzah. You can't
make alchilus matzah
unless you're going to
go into
this
kiyumis. Okay, you have
dinner.
Good, this
side. Then if it comes, yes, it comes, it comes, but never heard yes, it comes, it comes, say,
yeah, so the question is, how does it work? We're going to have to, okay. Now, there's a Sefer Hasidim.
You
can't, and so we have to understand it. We're going to get to a Belina, hopefully later time we'll get a Havana here. Sefer Hasidim, Tovkov Ayin Gimel, he learns another twist here. He learns that Ha'av Shemokha Kvoide Kvoide Makal, Zel Medine Odom. Ava Bidine Shemaim, he's still Chayiv. Blitz of a Sefer Hasidim means you could be Michael. But still, this is a chiv b'din shemayim. You have to know how this works also. So what happened? Okay, we're going to have to discuss. Excellent shaila. Where is the dine adam by kibud avim? The whole din kibud avim is b'din shemayim. So this means it works b'din adam, not b'din shemayim. So we're going to see about. Hold on. There's a Sefer Hasidim Kuf Nun Beis over there. It says Toivu L'chol Yirei Hashem Sheyimchulu LeBneiim Es Kvoidim. They should be Meichel to their kids. They're covered. Maybe that's where the Chavetz Chaim is coming from. I've below you the Yosam Kedei Shalei LaNishim. In order not that they shouldn't get punished. So you should make a Klolis Dika Mechila on your covered and your Meirah to your kids. Kedei that your kids shouldn't get a Nainish. In fact, Achreinim, what's going on? The same thing just said that Mechila doesn't work between the Shemayim, only between the Adam. So how could he give this advice that you should be Meichel your kids? How does it work? Being Meichel kids is not going to help. It's still a Chiv between the Shemayim. So the Chidon, the Bris Olam, and the Sefer Hasidim, he says that Chachar works a little bit. Then he says, could be the Sefer Hasidim's made that by Dvarim Kalim, the Mechila works in Ganzen? To know. This Dine Shemaim Chiv is only if it's Dvaram Kveid, Mechveisa Chamurim, but Dvaram Kalam, I guess, is a full fledged, wholehearted Mechil of the Father, so then it works even with Dine Shemaim. And he teaches that that's how the Gemara is good. Rav Huna wanted to test his kids, so he ripped their clothing in front of his kid to see if the kid gets bekas, or the kid's going to say something, is going to be upset. And if they're going to be still be, and the Gemara says that he was meichel his kid, kedei not to be makshul in this kibbut aveim. Frekt tachreinim, what do you mean? But if there's still chibbut in Yishamayim, how was he allowed to do it? So he wants to say, since it was dvam kalim, it wasn't such a big deal, so mameila he was able to. What's he going to say, ready? So mameila he was able to work, and that mechila works even within Yishamayim. A third pshat he wants to say that if the father incited the child, he was the one who caused this to the child, then the mechila worked. It means, kilu, that there's a problem that there's not a full, wholehearted mechila, no gemir is das, but if the father, the one who did it, he was trying to test his child, so then there is a wholehearted mechila, and that will work. He doesn't, well, that's what he's saying. You do it even below your diyasam. Avad, it's better be diyasam, but shalei be diyasam also works. Taisa says it better be diyasam, because if you do shalei be diyasai, then the kid doesn't know. And if he's oiva, so even if he wasn't oiva lamaisa, because you really were meichelim, but he thinks he was oiva, it means he was niskaven lecho basa chazir, valo biyadu basa tleh. So there's still an inyan. So therefore you should tell the kid, like Akish, even tell the kid that you're meichel. Okay, the same thing doesn't say as oiva. He just said, no, Tosis says he told him. So then the Chayin Mutches, what was the test? Yeah, 100%. Good, the Ritva. August says, yes, half an hour, so no problem. All right. The Divrei Yatzev, Chuvis Divrei Yatzev and Chelik Zayin, the Lukutim, the end of Simenayin Vav, he is Mayur Yoshayla, where is the past Dini Odom by Kibir Aveim? What does he mean? The Mechila works with Dini Odom, not Dini Shamayim. So he says, must be that the same thing is going on, the case he just said before, the Tunga where the kid was Mevazer, his father, not just the lack of kibbutz. He insulted, he was mevazeh father, he made his father do menial work, he was mevazeh his father. And by bizoyin, there's a halach in Reish Mem Aleph Sevav that you're oinchin makas mardes if someone is mevazeh his father. So there is a sort of dine odim that plays a role. Manishim moisei bid with makas mardes. So if the father's meichel, that works to take care of bidine odim that we won't give the kid makas mardes. But you should know the kid's still going to get patched in Shemayim, but in Shemayim for being Mavazi his father. But come to us, he said that that's only by Bizoyin Av, but by Kibur Av, even the Sefer Chassidim is Moida that the Mechila works even to take care of Dini Shemayim. And there is no Kasha from the other Sefer Chassidim. Vada Mechila will work. The Sefer Chassidim is only talking about when he was talking about Bizoyin. For Bizoyin, even though it works to help Bidin Adam, it doesn't work with Dini Shemayim. There's a Tshuva Me'avo in Shin Ayin. He has a whole different Havana in the Sefer Chassidim. Like his havana, look, is also not sure. His havana is that Avada the works mechila to take care of kibbutz aveim and gansin, but since the kid didn't know about the mechila, he was niskan alecha basa chazir, v'lo biyadav basa tleh. So he still has an einish b'nit shemaim thinking that he's being over kibbutz av. That's what he's talking about. It's on that. But Avada mechila works for kibbutz av and gansin. So if you tell your kid, Avada then it's going to help in gansin. But even if you don't tell your kid, it helps. It helps to take care of the einish of kibbutz av. It just won't take care of this einish of niskan alecha basa chazir. It's if they're not very, must be there's an einish. There must be there's something wrong. All right. Also, this is a shtika that doesn't seem to be the pshat in the Sefer Chassidim. All right. Let's move on, Rabbi Yitzchak. It says over here. Yeah. But you need to have kapara. Yeah. Correct. The Imrei Noyam in Kedoshim, beginning Vayikra Yates Gimel, he wants to be mechadish that this din of Kvoidei Machol was only said for the mitzvah of Kovid, but not for the mitzvah of Moira. Ha'av shemachol Kvoidei Kvoidei Machol. Ha'av shemachol ha'moiroi, ein moiroi machol. Tchidish. The grip on the Resag and Asay Tes, on Kuvdal Roman Aleph, he goes with that as well. That it doesn't work for Moira, and he explains why not. Why shouldn't it work for Moira? He says, because every lack of Moira causes some degree of tzar to the father. Because he feels like the kid is treating him like a friend, he's treating him like a regular, he's not treating him like a parent. Sitting in a seat, he's being say, says, Dvarav, Machriya Dvarav, what, I'm your equal, I'm your parent, what are you doing to me? So he feels tzar from it, and for tzar, it doesn't work, Mechila. For lack of kavod, you don't want to feed me. So don't feed me. I'll meichel you. That works. But if I tell you, you could sit on my seat, it's not going to work because you're causing me tzar. And therefore, on the tzar shabbat, it doesn't pass mechila. It doesn't seem, it seems to be a big chiddush here.
No, but
you see, the tzar could work that. It's bezoin. Bezoin could be worse. I'm saying bezoin could be the. I understand, but bezoin could be already the next madriga. It's the next madriga. It could be even worse than tzar. Bezoin is being mavaz of the father. It could be it's tzar, but it's worse than tzar. You're insulting the father. You're being mavaz. You're belittling the father. It's aramak la'avavima. You're doing something worse.
What do you say by the king? What did the din of the king say? By king,
only by a melech.
Isn't that by Yiras? Isn't it covered? Where is that some tosimolech melech?
Good.
Didn't cover the din yira.
I don't know.
Because it's coming from din yira, so then just the terminology, you borrow terminology, it includes yira as well. Because you see photos.
Okay, fine. However, like I said before, the Chubit Rashba who says you don't make a bracha, he says you don't make a bracha, Saifa Moira Saifa Kibbut. Why? Because the father could be Meichel. So Fusha Chubit Rashba that you could be Meichel on Moira. And the Chinuch is moved like that as well. Because in the mitzvah of Reshut Beis, which is talking about Moira, he says Mechila works. So how does he say Mechila works? Mechila doesn't work for Mary. It says Mechila works for Mary as well. And it's better to make a mavul like that in the Torah over here. The Torah starts off, the Mechaber for some reason skipped the Hagdom of the Sif. The Torah says, Afo pisha adam chayev lira mipnei avavimai ma'id ulechabdon. Still, asa lachbet oyla abonam aladak bechvaydi amayim shalivim lidei mikshol yimkav yisal amin amim shav shemokal kvaydi kvaydi makal. But it starts off, he's talking about Moira and Kavod. Still, the father could be Moira. It sounds like from the Torah that the Mechila works even for Moira as well. And that would be very geschmack, the double Lashon. What's his double Lashon? It says, Lachbet Oyla Abanov, or Ladaktik Bechvoide Imoim. So what are the two things? So Lachay, what he means to say is, Lachbet Oyla Abanov is Moira, you're being machped oil on your kid, that's Moira. And lo dakte b'chvoidi imayim is covered. You're being medakte that he should be machabed you. And on both of them state, ha'av shemachal kvoidi kvoidi machal. You should be malam eina from both of them, side from Moira, side from kibbut, both of them, because it works. You see, zuchariot, that's the... Ignore them, you mesalam, as if you don't see. Sorry?
Right.
It's a light means that you shouldn't bother, you should let it go. Let it go. Why Shav Shemokh on Kwaid Kwaimaka? Chavos Chaim did that, he let it go. The kid he was able to do whatever he wanted. Shav Shemokh on Kwaid Kwaimaka. That was what would the kid do? Yell? I don't know, say something. Say something. You have to know what would that be. Would that be a lack of cover? Would that be Saisa? You have to know. And that, let's say it is. And let's say it is Moira, and therefore, then it'll be a Raya that Mechila would help. You learn it's not Moira, then it's a Raya that Mechila would help. Yes, that's something that's right. You have to know if that's Pia. It could be it's not all Moira. It could be it's all cover. Lack of cover.
What about the Mitzvah of Chinuch? It can't be worth
it. 100%. That's why I said, the Chazanish says it's not a good idea. It's like Toiv. Like, it's not a good idea. It's not good for the child if the parent is totally mevatel himself to the child. The child has to have discipline. You're talking about the mitzvah, keep it away. He has to have, you know, he has to grow up with these checks and balances. He has to know that it's chare noinish. He has to know that it's a cheshbon. Right, correct. You just have not to overdo it. Correct. As I pass in the Mishkan Ziyankiv in the end of Pashas Korach, the Birka Yosef, the Mudi Hashem, and Nunzayin, Chuvah Me'ava Shanayin, many achrayim that even for Moira, Mechila works. So you have now, Avshar Mokal Kvoidim Mokal, Avshar Mokal Amiroi is Mokal. As I pass him in. Let's take it to the next step, Rabbi Yisai. The Shiltis, at the end of Simon Samach, says, even though Avshar Mokal Kvoidim Mokal, Haini Mili Kvoidoi, a father can't be Michael's kid to allow his kid to hit him, and he can't be Michael's kid to allow his kid to curse him. That not. He can be Michael's covered, his Moira, like we said before, but not Hakka and not Kalala. Why not? So the Nativ and Emek Shail over there in Sifkan Yadal, it explains. He says, because it's not Biyad Ha'av to be Michael, but Chlal. If the father can't do it to himself, he's not the Bailam to be Michael Yenna to do it to himself. Could the father curse himself?
No.
No, there's a lav in the Torah. Now, look, it's yourself either. So, I can't be merkel to allow my kid to curse me. I'm not the bailam on that. Also, could a father hit himself? The Gemara says in Bava Kama Tadim and Beis that it's makhluk is tanoim, but the way we paskin is a nala bichayvo ba'atzmai. You can't be chayvo ba'atzmai. Moshe has chuvis, taking operations, doing different things. You can't be chayvo ba'atzmai. So if you now be chayvo, and the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, v'chipa lo meshechot ala nefesh by the nazir, mitzaris atzmi min hayayin. So if you can't do it to yourself, then you can't be moichel yan either. So mamela, it doesn't work. You can be moichel you covered, you can be moichel you moira, but you can't be moichel hakol and klolo. Now what do you see from here? You see from here that the lomdus is, the reason why you can't be moichel hakol and klolo is not a kibud av ve'em dekedin. It's a din in kulaya, it's a din in kolatera kula. You're not the bailam of it, you can't be moichel and moichel. Let's say you're not the father, you're just a friend. There's a nissa, you're not a curse your friend either, and there's a nissa, you're not hit your friend either. La Yosef. And your friend says, you know what, curse me, hit me. Gesundheit, curse me, I don't mind, hit me, I don't mind. Could you curse him and hit him? No, still can't curse him and hit him. Because he's not the Bailam, so he can't be Michael. Now, and not only that, the Chuvas Rivash and Tov Pei Dalet and the Chazanish and Chesh Mishpat Yitasei say, and if you do hit him, you're Evel Lo Yosef. What's the reason? The Pasha, because Hey Yosef, you're not the Bailam to be Michael it. So then, kum tois, your mechila didn't go into effect. So it's as if the lo yosef still kain. It never left. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says the me'achshei no'ad merushus al gufay klal tzar or b'shum tzar. He can't cause yourself any tzar. So you're not the bailam to be meichel. In this case, guf some medalot choose mamshik is mevul like that. And you're a day reishit ches. You're not the bailam on it. So once you're not the bailam, then the issa the Torah remains in effect. It never left. So memelu lo yosef will still remain, and the issa of klala will still remain. If you curse him, it's still going to remain. The mechila doesn't work. So it's not a din in kibedav. It's a din in kolat terikula. Now, if you apply to kibedav, if the father's meichel the kid to hit him, and the kid hits him, and he hits him mamish, he belts him, and he causes him to have a blood or maka or petzul, like they said to Reish Mamalev, then he's still going to, and he's going to be chayiv misa. It doesn't work. And he's going to mekalel his father, he's going to have an issa chayiv misa being mekalel his father. If he's makim and oifen that doesn't cause blood, it doesn't have a black and blue mark, so good, so then it's just a regular lava lo yaisit, like kala terikula. But there's not a din in kibir avem. The word is that you're not the bailam to be meichel. You can't be meichel your own hakal, you can't be meichel your own klala, you can't be meichel because you're not the bailam to be mitzah yourself.
The opposite.
Right, that device doesn't work.
You find right. That by the fool, you find that killing your father, operating on your father.
Right.
So you shouldn't do your father. If someone else is doing your father, you shouldn't do it because no one else does.
Right.
So find the fault on your father and someone else.
Why is it Muhammad? So the Gemara says, because Shigigas Misa is Muhammad and Shigigas Lav. The Gemara is Shaila. And the Gemara says, Shigigas Misa is worse than Shigigas Lav. The whole Sforis, Muhammad's much is that what he mean? If I'm doing it to Elis, it's not a Lav in the first place. The whole Lav of Lo Yosef, if you're doing it Derech Meriva, Derech Nitzayin, the Ramam says, there's a lot of raid, you know, how to break it down. But bottom line is, by a father, yes, it's Muhammad. But when you're not Michael, then. Well, you can't be Michael, then the Issa stays in effect. But what am I bringing out is that where you would be able to be Michael, then you could be Michael the din of the father too. Now let me give you a practical application of this. You'll see what I mean. There's a halacha later on in Reish Mamal of Sif Hei is Chulila V'chas, if the father is Chayiv Miso, Chayiv Malkus, and Bezin's going to mete out justice to the father, give him a punishment. The son, who's normally, the Shliach Bezin, has to recuse himself and let someone else carry out this Malkus or this Misa. Because he's the son. He shouldn't do it. Right? That's the halacha. Now, I would like to suggest that, but if the father's Michael the kid and tells the kid, no, you could give Mrs. Bezdin or Malkus Bezdin, then it will work. Why? Because in that case, the father has the right to be Mark himself, so to speak, or be Malka, or kill himself if it would be a Kim of Bezdin. Means only is it to be Matzah yourself is Shaloi B'Makam Kim, but if it's done be Kim Bezdin, then it's the right. It's the right thing. It's the right thing to kill the father then, or the right thing that he should be killed then, or they should get Malkus then. So he would have the right to do if he could somehow do it as a biyata remikdech, as a keem of the din bezdin. So that's what the son is doing. Novas, it's just an inyan not to do it to a father. Beseder. So if the father, one second, if the father is meichel that inyan, then it should work. Because there's nothing wrong inherently with the tzar sheboy. The tzar is the good tzar. The tzar is the din bezdin. The tzar is a rightful tzar. It's only an inyan. Don't go near your, don't shepherd your father. Beseder, if the father's meichel that, it should work, because the father's mechila could work. It's just a din that the father can't be meichel only because he's lower than everyone else who can't be meichel, because you're not the bailam on your goof. You're not the bailam on your time. But here, that he deserves it is not a problem. Can he commit suicide? I'll tell you like this. If it would be a din bezin, he could commit suicide. The brisket said a joke that there was an Amaleki who was my guy and committed suicide to be Makayim Bachatim Chazamalek. So if you could keep that din, then he has a chiv, then he would be able to commit suicide too. He just can't do it because he died at Din Bezdin. But the kid is zikha doing it outside Din Bezdin. So there's nothing wrong. Sorry? Mitzad the life sheboy, it's kedin. There's nothing. I don't need his mechila. That's kedin. I just need his mechila as the inin of the father. So I'll get his mechila as the father. No raw. There's nothing raw. He could be. Pasha's only the rabbanan.
Well, it's the rabbanan. You prove the point right away.
Pasha's only the butcher, someone to say not.
But if it's a din drabbanan, that means that the kid could do it to the father.
Correct. Because he deserves misa, there's nothing wrong. You can't kill a friend either. Yet if the friend is chayv misa, you can kill him.
You don't need a mechila on the father.
No, but I'm saying you need a mechila on the father on this din, either the rabbanan or the raisa, that you're still not supposed to do it. Even the rabbanan. So how does it work?
So you're showing you drive the raisa.
Correct, but either the rabbanan there is, so there should still be also. I'm saying that you could work, the mechila will work on the din the rabbanan. Means his covet he could be mechil, he just can't be mechil his goof. But I don't need his mechila on his goof because he's chayv misa anyway. All right, now. They discussed it, they handled that, yeah. The Rambam, the Ramah, good.
Why is it not an anger to the din in this voice I say about any of your father? It's not anyone to be mindful because it's a din in you. You're not allowed to hit your father.
Correct.
But it's not also the care of a father that you can't hit.
Means if the father would be able to be meichel on his chavala, on his tzar, he would be able to be meichel you too. That's what's mavun and that's it. It's only because he can't be meichel on his tzar, so memeilu, the din is still in effect. The issa is still in effect. So he can still have that issa on you. What issa or whatever this is. But like Yosef, Moira, Kabed, if you're going to do it in a way that's going to cause him a lack of Moira and Kibir Avim, you'll be over Moira and Kibir Avim as well. If you do klal, you have klal. It's only because he's not the bailam. If he would be the bailam, it would work. So b'chagam, it should work. Sorry. Right, so he asked before about Raifi. Raifi, it shouldn't be a problem with Raifi because again, if you're doing it. Lechachila, you shouldn't be doing it because you get someone else. If he wants, there's a chuvis grada. It talks about the father. His son was a surgeon, and he only wanted his son to operate on him. He didn't want anyone else. He was Macbeth, and it was a shayla. I think I forget who went to, just for the tshuva. I'm trying to remember who it was. I had this tshuva, and got that the father was fry. Has different tziruf from why you're allowed to do it. But l'chayah, if you'll have this, if the father would be Michael, right, if the father would be Michael, l'chayah, that should work. Teretz is, there's a difference. Teretz is because on the tzad that we're choishish, that he's going to batch up and do something that he shouldn't do, and it shigas misa, and then the mechila doesn't work on that. No, that it doesn't say else the batching up shiva. That's the truth, because it's also covered in murray, not to kill the father. Not you're supposed to be killing us. We're going to batch up, kill him. That's what you're supposed to be doing. All right.
Then, but even with your head, it's supposed to be myself. Even with your head, it's Michael.
Right. Correct. That won't work, but it would work by the killing. That won't work by the refuah. Correct. All right. Now. Correct. There's kibbut, moira, klala, hakad. There's mamish, four different things in them, right? But why shouldn't it work on hakad and klala as well? It's a svara that mechila works to kavim moira. So why can't it work for this as well? That's what I'm saying. So the reason why he doesn't, the Emek Shela says, is because he's not the Balaam to be Meichel. He doesn't own his goof. We don't own our goofs. So we can't be Meichel anything that causes a tzar to our goof. Any tzar to our goof. Now, just to take it to the next step. Come to Ais. That Hayois, the reason why Mechila doesn't work is because you're not the Balaam on your goof to be Meichel Yatzar. Come to Ais Tamazai. Even for tzar alone, Mechila wouldn't work. If you ask a kid to be Mitzar, it's not going to work. You can't be Meichel your son's tzar. If he's causing you tzar, you're not violent on that tzar. And as I move on to Orchis Chaim, the Rishin and Chelik Beis, Simon Hay Sif Beis, he brings from the Shiltas, he had apparently a different Shiltas, his ending of the Shiltas was, Aval HaKa'asai Ukula Las V'Kila Lasai V'Tzarai Loi. He added Tzarai. V'Tzarai also, you can't be Meichel. So you see, the Vod is because it's a Zavod. Now, the Balei HaTaisis, Moshe Zakenim, also over there in Kedoshim, Yitaz Gimel, and the Pirushim Upsakim, the Rabbeinu Avigdor Tzarfati, and Kuf Ayin Tez, also say, they both say that a father cannot be Meichel the Tzar. They have an interesting kashi. I want to know, when is it ever Shayek Mises Bezin for Makkah and Kililas Av, let the father always be Meichel? It's like the kasha needs a hezba. Till now, look, we're talking about the mechila kaidem ha'maisa, not the mechila lacha ha'maisa. Okay, needs a hezba. Maybe that's their second teretz. I'm not sure. But their first teretz is that it doesn't work for bizoin. It doesn't work for tzar. It's not going to work. Memele of mak and kalos av, even the father's mechil, he's still going to be chayiv misa. And why not? Because we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda. That if you mass a matcha cause of it, it only works by davish of a moment and not the oina, not for tzar. So halach is that if a person gets married, marries an isha, manah, shein lo kol lai, sher ksus va'ina, the Yehuda says it works by davish of a moment. That is, maklek zishainim, we paskin that it means it works on for the sher and ksus, it doesn't work for an oina, because oina is tzara guf, and a person's not a bailam to be meichot tzara guf, she can't be meichot tzara guf, and mamela mechila doesn't work, the tonight doesn't work. Tonight only works for Davish Abamomen. The other Rishonim hold that Oinu, it also works for its major Makhlekas Rishonim. The Ritva goes like that. Rabbi Yisavir is a Ritva. Good, but we pass in that it doesn't work. So you see again, what's the Lamdas Rabbi Yisavir? The Lamdas is because you can't be Michael and Tzar. So since you can't be Michael and Tzar, so that's why Tzar for Kibbut Av is also going to be a problem. Memela Zakta Chuvus Rivash and then the Simon Reish Kof, who think you can't be Michael on your Bezoyan? Just like this much of Zakenim. There's another Moshe Zakenim in Shmoyz Chaf Aleph Yitzayin also. You can't be Meichel and Bizayin. The Minchas Chinuch in Reshit Beis brings down from Iran. The Achrenim don't know where this Iran is. But you can't be Meichel and Yitzar or you be Yitzayin. That doesn't work. Sorry? On Meira. What one? Sorry? Yeah. What's the lashon? Yeah. So, over there. You mean if you learn the Divrei Yatav Pshat that's talking about Bezoyin, then you see that the mechila works b'dinei Adam, not b'dinei Shoyim. So it's like a halfway and a konami. All right, Rabbi, let's just end off here. So, come to us. The bottom line is he could be miracle on his covet, he could be miracle on his moira, but he can't be miracle on his Hakal klolo tzar bezoyin. Now it's talking about why not. All this is because he can't do it to himself. But come to you, he said anything he could do to himself. That means we often armatize ourselves in a way that's just what we call vatronis or inconvenience. Not major tzar. We do things kaseida that might not be so pleasant, we'll say. Unpleasant things, and we do it to ourselves, and it's not an issa. So if it's not an issa to do that, then you could tell your son to do it too. Because to the extent you could be meichel yourself, let's say we do things, we work hard, and we get up early, and we do crazy things for panosa, right? So those things that we climb trees, the Gemara says, right? He's the Nadi Behuda, he goes hunting, whatever it is. We do things, we risk our life, we do things for panosa. And vice versa, it's mutter. So to the extent it's mutter because you want to be marviach, then it's mutter to get your son to do that tzar to you as well if it's somehow l'tzarech revach. Because whatever you're able to do to yourself, you're able to tell your son to do it. Again, it's nothing to do. For the din kibbut av shebo yalara be Michael. The mora av shebo yalara be Michael. Just now be Michael tzar that you can't do it to yourself. But whatever you could do to yourself, you could do it to yourself. Me'ela answers up to the goyene ashas and kadushan la mebev zaman aleph. Rav Engel is a kasher for Sanhedrin Memches and Aleph. They made a gvia for the mace, and then they didn't need the money. It was extra money, and it goes to the Yisayimim because he's Meichel Abaziyanis. You see, Vujagamaykel be Meichel Abaziyanim. You really can't be merchant. That bezayin wasn't a gefelicha bezayin, and he was able to do it because he's able to do it l'revach. An ani who needs money is now allowed to collect money for tztaka because he's causing himself bezayin. He could do it. So if he could do it, then he could tell his kids to do it too. Then he could benefit his kids from that money too. L'tzayik that bezayin. Whatever you could do to yourself, you could do for your kids as well.
Bezayin is all the time you can do to yourself. One cash you make mavaz to yourself.
I don't know. The place can say, I mean, if it's a strong bezayin, maybe you can do it to yourself. That does cause time.
I'm doing a panosa that's low below. So you're allowed to do low below. Well, what's bigger bezayin?
Okay, fine. Different.
If
it's not for panosa, that's a tzarek. Or if you want to be mavazis of l'tzarek mitzvah, you're dancing in front of Chazan Kaala with the hadas, the gemara says you make. Well, David HaMelech was dancing himself in front of the Torah, and Micha was upset. He's mavaz himself. Well, l'tzarek mitzvah, you're allowed to be mavazis yourself. You're allowed to mavazis yourself, then you're allowed to also mavazah, get your kid to be mavazi yourself, l'tzarek mitzvah as well. Now, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, you are going to see the awesome Rishonim HaMashma that, because when he asks this kasha, why aren't you Mimoichel, Lemaka, Aviv, and Kilolos Aviv, some Rishonim don't give this Teretz Bezoyin. A Kilo that's matching from them that they hold that a father could be Meichel on his Bezoyin. And how does it stim with everything we discuss? So, I would like to suggest it's not Shver. And that is because, like I said, there are Rishonim who hold that Masa Machakasa Bateri tonight came even for Aina, because you could be Meichel Yitzhara Gov, Teretva goes like that, and or the Issa to be Chayvel Ba'atzmai, we Paskin in Chayshim Mishpatav, that you can't be Chayvel Ba'atzmai. But there are Rishonim, the Ramah Paskin, that you could be Chayvel Ba'atzmai. So it's not Shver, those Rishonim hold that you are the Ba'alim to cause yourself Tzara Gov. So it's not Shver. So they'll hold that you could be Meichel your son to cause you Tzara as well. Because whatever you could do to yourself, you could do to your son. It's just that we, the Mechaba, who paskins in Tov Chof Sif Lamed Alf, it's also Lachbo Ba'atzmoy, who he paskins in Evan Ezra Simen Samak Tes Sif Vov, that a Tanai will not work for Aino, as Zayt Mavu and Cheshu Mishbet Tzad Yizayim. We had once in Sif Tes Vov about you want to be Masna, that he could imprison you, or you want to be Masna, that he could cause you Tzar when you're employee, when you're borrowed money, you don't pay back. So all that, and we paskin it doesn't work because he can't be Meichel your tzar. So if we paskin it doesn't work, so who a dinner father can be Meichel his son? All right, Rabbi Yisai, comes another shaila. Yeah, they bring that down. How was he able to be Megara Atzmais Aviv? He's causing him a tzar. The father was a Rosho. I had a shtim with the Rama we had last week that for a Rosh, he still have to do kibbut aveim. Maybe he was a mum is worse.
It's,
who would do tshuva?
If he,
the last week we said, because maybe he'll do tshuva, but there it was too late, he died, so that might be an eitzah. Good, yeah, they discuss all this. All right, what would be if the father's meichel his kid, and then change his mind? No, okay, I was meichel you last week, this week's a new week, I changed my mind. Now I want you to give me supper. Ma'adin. Could he be chayz on his... He was very meichel.
So,
I wonder if I owe me money as Meichel. Next week I change my mind. So now you owe me money?
No, Kibitzala is a new Kibitzala every time. I only have one debt. What's got to do with Kibitzala?
So why can't I be Meichel Kibitzala? I'm being Meichel the Kibitzala. I'm being Meichel the Kibitzala. Let's say I tell my kid I'm being Meichel all Kibitzala forever and ever. And then next week, what do I do? I mamish could have my kid serve me. I change my mind and I want to have Charata. Does it work? This child went to Ramaram Sheikh, Chuvis Yerdei Reishut Ches. And he says like this, we find in Chazal two types of Mechila. There's a Mechila on a Choyv and a Chiv, a Guf and a Shibut. That's one type of Mechila. And then there's a Mechila, which is not a Mechila on the Eptzim Shibut a Guf. No, there's a Kiim. It's Kiilu is Kabalti. The Mechila makes it if you paid him up. Hareini Kiilu is Kabalti. Two types of Mechila. He says, which Mechila are we talking about here by Kibbut Aveim? He says, it can't be done at a Chiv and a Chiv, a Guf and a Shibut, because the son is not an Eved to his father, Eved Ladainov. There's no such thing. You don't own your child. It's his mitzvah. That's why we mechabed you. We don't own him. You can't be meichel his chiv aguf. It's not your evidence. Meichel his avdus. Doesn't work. So it has to be also kilus gabalti. So he says the nafkamina is poshut by the din of kilus gabalti. Kilus gabalti doesn't work in the davar shel abelayla. Tries you have a chiva guf, so I'm moichud that chiva guf. So you no longer my evid. You no longer have it today, tomorrow, and for the future as well. Once I sever that avdus, that's it. You're over. Once I sever that, you don't owe me the chayv. You don't owe me the chayv tomorrow either. I can't change my mind tomorrow. It doesn't work. Meshenkin, if it's kilus gabalti type of avod, so whatever is today's the chayv is kilus gabalti, but tomorrow's chayv is the davar shel abelayla. You can't be moichud the davar shel abelayla. You can't make a kilus gabalti and the davar shel abelayla. But maybe you could change your mind as well. So tomorrow you could change your mind and say that now he's chayv and covered. Because since the whole din of mechila here is only kilus gabalti tikka mechila, so memele it only works for today. But tomorrow you could change your mind. Correct. So Kozman, he didn't change his mind. So it's like a built-in mechila every second. The second he changes his mind, he pulls the plug on the mechila. Then the next second after that, there's no mechila. So now there's a chiv.
If you're according to what you're saying, if I was mochled on my obvious the
that's it. It's over. He's over.
It's over.
Yeah, you're mechil. He might need to get shichel like Shmuel, but it's over. So the mechila is you're mechil. You shibit on him. All right. However, from the tshuvas his areas tshuva in Yerdei Kochav, it's mavu over there. In the case, the person made a neder to serve his father. I forgot what he made a neder to be mevaker his father. That was it. He told his father he's going to come to be to visit him, and the father was meichelim. So he says, "Shaila, what do you mean? You neder ledvam mitzvah? Right? He said, Tom, coming to visit you, right there, and it's a mitzvah to visit your father. So it's a neder ledvam mitzvah." So the fact that the father said, okay, you don't have to come, how does that work? It's mavu over there, takes varav, then it says that it works because it's kilu iskabalti, so that would work. So it's you a kim, you a mekayim, you never even. Because he said that if you visited him, that works. But then he goes on to the next step, he has a case, I don't want to get into it, but Bekitza, he learned that there's another form of mechila, not kilu iskabalti, which normally would be a din kvayde kvayde machol, but it won't help you for your neder. Because you still have your ned on you. So it's clearly in this area's tshuva that he learned that the kvayde mach that we're talking about is not the kilus gabalti tikka mechila. It's the algamina din de mechila, different than mechila. It's not the kilus gabalti tikka mechila. And Be'etan Rabbi say, halt kop, it's pach de cheshbin. It's mavu like that from all the rishonim and the achreinim that we just said. We had a whole shayla achreinim about bezoyin and tsar and akah and klala. Does mechila work or not? And at the end of the day, those are all that doesn't work, all that doesn't work. Because you're not a Bailam in your own tsar, so you can't allow him to be Mitzar you either. Kilus Gabalti? He hits me. Kilus Gabalti that he didn't hit me? He cursed me. It's Kilus Gabalti. He didn't curse me? How does it work, Kilus Gabalti? He's Mitzar me. It's Kilus Gabalti. He wasn't Mitzar. Kilus Gabalti is by Kumba said. That means he didn't pay me. It's Kilus Gabalti as if I got the payment. Let's say he didn't visit me. It's as if he did visit me. Maybe it's as if I got it. But if he did me wrong, if he hurt me, it's as if he didn't hurt me. And yet, all the achreinim I'm bothered by, yeah, mechila, not mechila. Rishonim say, some say it does work. Those who say it doesn't work is only because you can't be meichel yitzar. Zem in kolor, it has nothing to do with kilos kabalti here, because kilos kabalti wouldn't work here. All right. Then bechalal, I don't understand. Bechalal, as much as maybe the Elam has an eitzah, I don't have an eitzah of it, is where does it pass kilos kabalti by kivet aveim? And I'll explain why. You only find in Rishayin and the Rashba, Kilus Kabalti, you only find that when it's a Dovah Sheyesh Pei Kitzva. Whatever the Chayiv that you have to me is finite. It's a Dovah Sheyesh Pei Kitzva. So I'm Meichel, as if you gave me everything. You owe me $1 million. Fine. Kilus Kabalti, you gave me $1 million. You owe me $2 million? Besay that, it's $2 million. Right? Whatever it is, whatever the Chayiv is, a Dovah Sheyesh Pei Kitzva, you make a Kilus Kabalti on it, it's done. We're good to go, right? Now let's work this out in Kibbe Avraham. Kibbe Avraham is a Dovah Shein Lashir. If your father wants 10 cups of coffee, you got to give him 10 cups of coffee. He wants 1 million cups, you got to give him 1 million. You have to keep on feeding him. So what does it work? You're trying to bring your father a cup of coffee. He says, nah, tatala, don't bother. Say that. So now, does your father still want a cup of coffee? Still wants a cup of coffee. So you, now, again, you have a mitzvah to keep it out to give him another cup of coffee. No, no, tatala, don't bother. Say that. Is he still thirsty? He's still thirsty. So you have to do another mitzvah. I mean, what happens if your tapa gave your father the first cup of coffee and he still wants a second cup? He's told the chita give a second cup. And now you gave him the second cup and he wants a third cup. You still have a mitzvah to give him a third cup. Indefinitely. Infinitely, right? So how does it work? He looks about the I'm not sure. I don't understand this.
Go and get a cup of coffee. He's not going to stay set thirsty until the sun's going to give a cup.
So it only works till he actually gets the cup. But you can't allow him. You should be getting the cup. He told you, I don't want you to get the cup. So it's Kilis, as if you gave me the cup, Bethesda. But now he's still thirsty, because you see, he's still walking to get the cup. So you have to jump up and bring him the cup. Sorry? If he still needs to be, so that means that he still needs to be mashkeu. He still is thirsty, so you still have an inyan of kibud to be mashkeu. So how does it work, Kibud Kabbalti?
Eventually, he's not going to be needed. He's going to be himself, but now he needs it.
But how does it work? So yeah, somehow you're going to have to say he's telling you again and again and then Kibud Kabbalti. Right. What? No, I understand if it's a dover which is finite, so I understand that you can have a kilus kabalti on, you know, this maisa. It doesn't work in the dover shloi beloilam. So you have a kaseda diga mechila that I don't want tomorrow's and the next day's. But I'm just saying here, even the very first kilus kabalti they told me doesn't pattern me from my kaif. Because I still have to give him a cup of coffee. Yeah, so I'm just saying. So okay, fine. Okay, so but I'm just saying it's like boyin ka'achas that you have to give enough. All right, fine.
If five brothers are staying there, one goes to get coffee, all the rest run too.
They will have the mitzvah. They might have it. Nasi melachta eder. Someone else is doing the mitzvah. Okay, it's like a shavuot adeda. If you have five people who see something on the floor, who has to run to get it? Everyone has to run to get it. Once one person picks it up, so he was already making the mitzvah. Then you run the mitzvah shavuot adeda. All right. Yeah, so I'm saying that's what they're trying to say. That I'm telling you, I'm Michael, not just the first cup, the infinite cup as well. I'm Kaseda being Michael, all cups. You are thirsty. What do you mean? You're not thirsty?
Okay.
So it seems, but anyway, from the Rishonim and Achreinim that they talk about Tsar and Bezoin and all that, you see that's not where Kibud Kabbalti. It seems that a Yois Kibud Aveim is either like a mitzvah ben Olam Chaver, possibly like the Rambam. So it would work a mechila, a regular din mechila, even though he's not an Eved. Or on a deeper level, that if the whole din covered is mitotav yekoy on him, if he doesn't want to covet, if he doesn't, he's not thirsty, you can't make him be thirsty. So to the extent he's saying he doesn't want his son, so that's his ritzoinoi, his rotzen, his covet is now not to get him the cup of coffee, so maybe that will be din kiva. Either way, the bottom line is, it's not just a kilos kabalti to get in. Like to say, chasidim.
Yeah,
like the Zeva Kazim, you still have to, again, we had different shots on the Zeva Kazim. All right. Right. But Kilus Kabbalah, as if I got it. That's what Rishonim say. Rishonim say Kilus Kabbalah, that I got it. Because Afukim Atata, Lomalok, why should I take it and give it back? You have to know the Lom, this for good, but it's. I could take the money and give it right back. So my mail, if we come and talk to them, it's kilos. It's as if I got the money. All right, let's try to chaper in one more sif. It's an easy sif. I'm not saying maybe you could reject it. I'm just saying, look, the lumdis should work differently. If you want to have a new lumdis, then you want to know will the Ramshik's halacha true that you can reject? I don't know. You have to know what the lumdis is. We don't know the lumdis before either. How does it work? Either Bedini Adam or Bedini Shemaim, or how, remember Rabbi said that Tais is a Rosh, we started with, that you're Moichel, but he still has a mitzvah. How does that work? If you're Moichel, why is there a mitzvah? It's Kilus Kabbalti, so why is there, like, how does that work? All right, maybe with this Lam, you know, you have to, it needs help. All right, let's start with Chaparim one more sif, it's an easy sif. Hamakel Ibnai Godol, Hay Menadonai Say, someone who hits his kid, an adult child, Menadonai Say, we put the father in Chayrim and Nidui, Shay Oiva al Lifna Evil, see to Mikshal, because he's Oiva al Lifna Evil, see to is going to cause the kid, to Shainim Say, either to hit his father back, or to talk back, or to stand, be married in his father, Yevait Baviv. So Mamela, there's Lifna Evil, Mamela, you now let her do it. The kid already has to be 22 or 24 years old. That's already when the stop point. Till 22, you're good to go. That you could to beat him up. But 22 or 24, that's when you have to stop. We're going to see. It's not Lav Davki could beat him up either. We'll see. Now we.
When you get Marcus, I'm just saying, you put him in need of everybody, everyone leaves the Hebrew, only in the case of.
Vice says here, it was a case of Moy Cotton that the father was hitting his kid, and Amsa the Be'er Rebbe put him into Nidui. It was Menadim because she saw that the way he was hitting the child is going to cause the child to rebel. So Memelo, it's Lefna'iva. All right. The Peloyoids and the Stechemed say Lav Davka Hakah Huadin Klala Nazifa. Whatever hanhaga you do to a child that's going to cause the child Chulila to rebel or to fight back or to answer back, there's a Lefna'iva not to do that to the child. A child, Rav Nissen has a whole Marach over here about Musi, he goes on Mamish, so Halacha Sefer Chutzon, he goes on about how to deal with kids and Chinuch on children. You have to make sure. You have to have the best child's interest, and it's al ha'asid, not for the other. It's not you're not meeting out punishment for the past. You're trying to give him a patch that he should learn for the future. You have to deal with the kids with seichel that he shouldn't rebel and shouldn't fight back. In the big picture, he needs you. You need to be in his life. So it would be a shame to win this battle and lose the war. You know, to lose the child over something. So you have to constantly be mevata. All right, that's what it says over here. We find in the Paiskim, in the Rishayim, numerous exceptions to the rule. It's interesting. It's very interesting how this works. We find a lot of exceptions to the rule. I'll give you a few of them. I don't know if any of them are really lalok. It's hard to know. But the Chikigei Lev in the Rechaim Yutes and the Shulchan HaMelech and Deis Perek Vav Halacha Yud. So that's what it says. You now let it hit your child. That's when you're doing it for nothing. Or when you're doing it because you're trying to insist and impose your covet on your child. He's not being mechabed you, so therefore you hit your child. That you can't do. But if you're doing it to be mechanechim, l'toyer, l'mitzvahs, then you're allowed to do it. The Stechemed in the Maroch Avav, Klal Chavav, Yedalad, says no. Mistim is a boichem, it's mashma, that's also. Correct, even after 22.
Before 22 years,
supposed to be mechanic. That's the ikke chinuch. The Gemara says that the ikke chinuch of mechanic lenar pidarke is when, from the ages of either 16 to 22 or from 18 to 24. That's the ikke. Anything less than 16, the kid can't get hit too much because he can't appreciate the einish. So you have to be magicum and mechanicum and hit him, but not too much. The guy goes, mamishi. He extols the virtue of hitting a child to make sure you hit the child. Rav Matisyo, also says that you better hit your child to teach him the fear, the yira, the discipline, the schar v'inish in the world. Mamish, my bechor, was mamish atatula, tzadik atatula. And mamish never hit him. And not that I don't have a hit, I know how to hit. And, but he was mamish atatik, and Matisyo said you have to make sure to hit him once. And mamish, I was looking out, where I could finally once, I got him, that bad. If anyone else of my children would do that, I wouldn't even think twice. But
each one of his 10 kids once.
Right. Oh, so him, I hit that child once. I was able to be yaitzah because if you don't hit your child, the guy said, all the mafarshim, all the hashkafas atari, is that they don't listen to the velt. The velt things that you don't, if you don't use your rod on your child, mishle perakid gimel, you say benoi. So you have to hit your child. He has to have skav on it, but that means you have to kill him. Doesn't have to beat the living death at him. You have to hit him. A 3-year-old child, you should know, if you hit the kid, you could mamish just tap the kid with like a mean face and the kid cries. Mamish did nothing for the kid. He's not crying because they hit, he's been crying for the insult, crying for he knows that he disappointed you. That's you don't have to beat him up. So anyway, till 16 he can't take a lot of hitting. From 16 to 22 is prime time, or 18 to 24. After 20, then you can really give him hard. From 22 or 24, after that, then you're now allowed at all. That's where the correct. So you have to know what the kid could. Okay. Well, let me give you another exception. Another exception is the Chesed La'alafim, the Pela Yoitz over here. If Tezvav says that if a child's being oivah direi Torah, then you're allowed to hit him and be miyasem v'chein royal l'rotvay ad acharma. So a shtark aloshin. Habuchol zois toiv ish yichal kol dvar v'mishpat al tzara yetzay toiv v'ashem lo yimno toiv. You have to be careful how you do it. But if he's in a variant and you're doing it to stop him being oivah darai savad yukot. I don't know where this is coming from. It's no worse than anyone who's doing oivah in this. I know, but again, you have to be careful how you do it. Another is a Sefer Chassidim, Berlin, Simon Shiv Chavdalet. There's different gesoys I saw tonight in Pharma, tough Shiv Chavdalet, whatever. He says that if you margulis benoi, betoichachos musa, vihikeo bekat nusoi, and he's used to it, then lo yivayit ba'akoyis, afil kashiyya gedalim yakeo. Then you can hit him even when he's older. Then you don't have the problem. I don't know, it also doesn't seem the halacha. I don't know how to deal with this. The Tesis Riyah Zark in the Kedushin Lamed Amud Aleph says they're talking about, there's only talking about being makke v'haylech. It sounds like you're overdoing it. Like the Yishami says, but Amsa, that she saw that he was beating the living daylights out of his mamish, beating him up. So that she put him in nidui. But if you're just hitting him once, that's not a problem. Again, doesn't sound like that in the Mechaba. At the end, the Chidah says in Maris Ayin, Sanhedrin Ayin Omer Beis, if the father knows his child well, and he knows that even if he'll hit him over than 24, he won't rebel, and he'll be makabel the tachaka the way he's supposed to, and he won't talk back, and he won't be makabel back, then you're allowed to do it even if he's older. If you know, I don't know. Yeah, what could he do already? Good. Fine. Now, what's the Shia Godless? The Ramos, the Mechaba says here, it's a Ramos, sorry, it says over here, it's either 22 or 24, right? So where's it coming from? It's coming from this Gemara, because the Gemara says it's up to either from 16 to 22 or from 18 to 24. So we know that over 22 or over 24 is the max. Machlek is Tanoim. How do we paskin? Vayzat Rama doesn't paskin. It's either 22 or 24. So the chayy it should be sveka luchumra. So what's shot that the Rama bring down 22, 24? So the Yamshu Shloima brought down a Pesach Tshuva says b'chapash lecheshbon. If the guy does it, halacha is he menadim him. So if let's say the kid's 23 and he hits his kid, can he be menadim? No. Maybe he has till 24. So you have to go to Chumra that way. But you wonder, should you do it? Now you should be machmen not to do it past 22. So the difference must says 22 or 24. If it didn't need to, you can't give him need to till after 24. But you wonder whether you should do it. Now you should be machmen not to do it once he's already 22. And then he's Moisif, and he said, but if the kid is already married, then he's already a gadol, even if he's not 22. And you have to stop. Once he's married, you got to stop. And this halacha, by the way, is not just for sons, it's even for daughters, the same thing. You shouldn't hit your older daughter as well. The Ritva Marit Kot Yedzayinim and Aleph of Dan, that Gemara says that sometimes even the kid's not even bar mitzvah, you shouldn't do it. So you see, and that's how the place can go, the Chachmazal, the Chayodim, and the Kedusha Shulchan Aruch, and many, many places. And the bottom line is, the Klal Gadol is, Klal Nekoy B'yodcha is, it's a kol of Hiteva child. If the child can't take it when he's 13, you better stop at 13. If your child can take it at 15, B'seder. Wherever your child could take it, this is just a general rule that most children can take it from 16 to 22. But if you see you can't less, then you have to stop less. And like the Chidah, if you know for sure that even more he could take it, then he could do even more. Just Bidere Klal, most children fit into this din of 16 to 22 is the prime time. But you know your child and you have to deal with your child. Alright, Rabbi Say. Good to talk.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.